listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, 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 live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, January 14th. I can barely believe it. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. You know, as always, I'm glad to be here on a Wednesday night.
Always happy to be here with you on a Wednesday night, and always happy to see the folks that join us live here in the live chat. Appreciate catching up with you. And, one of the highlights of my week, I'll tell you that. And want to throw a shout-out to people that might catch us from the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are: 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So, tonight, Dr. Vicki Hunter, I know you have some brilliant things you're going to be coming to us with. What's our topic for tonight, Dr. Vicki? I'm just joking. I'm throwing her under the bus. We were joking about how we hadn't really talked about it. You know what I'd really love to talk about, though, real quick?
Sure.
I'd love to talk about perspective. Let's talk about perspectives. And what I mean by that is, you know,
how we look at things?
Yeah, in a nutshell. So now that that part's over, do you want to draw cards or? I'm kidding.
Yeah, you know, we can have this discussion and people can put their name in the chat for cards if they like and we'll carry on. You know, perspective is a really good discussion on any given day, and I think it's something you can have, a conversation you can have with your friends, your family. You know, we've had this discussion many times over the years.
This is true.
You can have 10 kids raised in the same family, but they each had a different upbringing.
Very true.
And each are going to have a different perspective.
Very true.
Of what their upbringing was, you know, and you can have 10 employees in one office, and they're each going to have a different view of their experience in that office. And not everybody's going to get along with everybody.
No, they're not. But you know what I find most impressive about the human being is that most of those people that grew up with all these varying perspectives and these different experiences about what life is, so very many of them are going to have an absolute arrogance that their version is the right version. So when I talk about perspective, what am I talking about here? I'm talking about the fact that we have a very narrow slice of the picture, a very narrow view of existence and reality. So, I want to talk about perspective, but I even more want to talk about, you know, for lack of a better word, humility, and realizing that it's okay to not know things, and it's okay to take things in stride in terms of, you know, right now the world feels like it's coming apart. I don't want to get too much into which side is which, blah, 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 but everybody feels it. Everybody's saying, you know, this is a rough time. Look at how things are. And I feel it too. I know that I let it get to me from time to time. I want people to get along. I want people to see the humanity in one another. I want people to realize that we're all trying to figure it out, right? We're all trying to get through this and figure it out, and we ought to be doing it together. But one thing that I constantly remind myself of is, you know, things are rough right now, especially compared to the latter half of the 20th century. One thing, you know, I've always said I'm a history buff, right? I love history. I love the nitty-gritty of it. I love the fact that most people, you know, that there's such a depth to the human experience that if you look and really look at what we can tell from archaeology, from writings, from everything, at human beings through history, you see every variety of us. And one thing that I think a lot of people in the modern age forget is that comparatively, we are still, even now in this craziness, living in a utopia that any of our forebears for hundreds of thousands of years, for the vast majority of the 100 billion humans who have walked this earth, we are living in a paradise they could have only dreamed of. Yeah. And it's something that I'm thinking about today a lot. I've been thinking about it all day, as a matter of fact, how, yes, things are getting rough. Things might get rougher, but they will come back around, and that in a world that has existed for billions of years, that's had life on it for over a billion years, that has gone through multiple stages of extinction events and life cycles, it is important to add that context into how we're looking at things. And the reason I say this is not to say that nothing matters, because I think everything does matter in its way. It's to say that the sky is not crashing, put things in perspective, and to look at things in its place, in the scope of what our reality is to realize that, you know, it might take some of that weight off, because I know it does for me. And I've talked about this on the program before too, in this past decade, but one thing that I do when I'm feeling overwhelmed by my personal life, by world events, you know, by just anything going on, you know, some of the stuff you've seen in the news, it's even, you know, happened nearby where I live, and it's disheartening. But when I'm feeling overwhelmed and I just need to put things into context, not to denigrate them, but I'm going to put things into context, is I picture myself from a third person perspective. And then I zoom out and I see my house. I zoom out, I see the town. I zoom out, I see the state. I zoom out, I see the continent. I zoom out, I see the planet. You zoom out, you see the solar system with our sun at the center and how, you know, small everything looks compared to the sun. You zoom out, you see our galaxy. You zoom out, you see the fabric of existence and the known universe. And you realize that, yeah, these things do matter. I'm not trying to denigrate, to take away from anybody's pain. But at the same time, we are one among billions that have come and walked this earth. And we would do our ancestors a disservice if we didn't also appreciate the good things that we have in this life. And we are one planet among trillions in this universe. So, yeah, we need to work for a better world. But also, we need to have the strength to keep pushing forward and to keep moving forward. And you don't have that strength when you burn out on everything going on and then you emotionally fry yourself. And that can be geopolitics, that can be family strife, that can be personal stuff, it can be anything, work. You have to take things in stride. I'm going to end my soapbox spiel with this saying, and I heard it first from my father, he quoted my granddad, I'm sure it's been around forever. If you take life too seriously, you're not going to make it out alive. So.
Well, I'm with you, Michael, and what I get from what you said is to see it more from a spiritual point of view. And I have a couple of clients who are traveling, and they're going to particular places that I think are at risk, and I don't have a good feeling about it, but they're going to go anyway. And I could take that personally, you know, like, why aren't you listening to me? But I can also sit back and say, that's their ride. You know, that's that individual's journey to experience whatever it is they need to experience. I like to think that sometimes we can, I mean, we can all sit back and say, hello, there's a Mack truck coming. Can't you all see the Mack truck? But it's got to be part of the ride. Now, back to earlier what you said, yeah, the world is not fun right now. And it stresses us all out. I had said earlier many times on this program, this is a year of correction. How that correction comes into play is still being written. And how we manage through that, and will it be corrected? Absolutely. I have no doubt about that. Is it going to take time? Yes. Is it going to take work? Yes. And it requires all of us to some degree to step up to the plate. Find the warrior, the spiritual warrior in yourself. Now, that could be someone who isn't going to take it personally, that doesn't diminish the suffering or the pain. Or the worry, the fear, but we step up. But it also asks of us to see a bigger picture. And I'm with you, Michael. You know, we're all star stuff and we step back, but that's a spiritual point of view. You know, that's taking the emotion out of it. It's taking the personal out of it. It's stepping back. Now, that's not easy to do. Don't get me wrong. You know, I very often said, you can't think straight if you're in pain, if you have to pee, or your hormones are raging. I mean, those are the three. I mean, you can't think straight. So you have to rely on kind of those around you, and hopefully you have a bit of a circle where you can buffer to say, help me think straight for a minute, or take a few minutes, decompress, have a meditation, whatever it is that you do. And, you know, as Michael suggested, zoom out for a minute, take a breath. It doesn't diminish the pain. It you know, you need to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom, you know, I mean, I don't know if you're in adolescence or menopause or something else is going on, but you, okay, and take the ride. We can't take this, I know it's hard, can't take it personally. And there's going to be bad things that happen to us. There's going to be people who don't like us. There's going to be people who criticize. We're going to be at odds. There's going to be so much of that dissension in our lives, but let it go. There's a time to let it go. And not give attention, just check in with yourself and who you are. And that's why at the end of all these programs, you know, I say don't let them push you around. It basically is don't let them have your spirit. Don't let them have your mind. Perspective is a really, it's harsh many times. We want to feel validated. We want to feel heard. We want to feel like the people we love are our comrades. They're there by our side. And then when we come up against that, whoa, you have a whole different perspective. That's a tough one. But that's called autonomy. When each of us accepts our autonomy and that we each do have a different perspective of life. No two people have exactly the same experience. It can be likened to it, but we're all translating through our own emotions, our own experiences, our own view, our conditioning, and, you know, how we see reality. So two people can have a really bad experience that could be equaled, but they're each going to experience and view it differently. Some will make it, some will not. And there are always casualties of difficult times. Now, casualties through addiction, casualties through, I don't know, like, look, I think my son is a casualty because he chose religion. You know, he went way over there. So I can see that as a casualty, but he's happy. See, that's a perspective. And I have to respect that that's his deal. It's hard as a mother. I just learned something, Michael. When women give birth, there's an umbilical cord, a spiritual umbilical cord that affects a woman's cellular makeup for up to 32 years. So I started, when I heard that, I started talking to other mothers who have had, you know, kids and they're way older. And they all agreed that it was somewhere in their early 30s that they were better able to let go. Because there's something chemical happening, like in our bodies. And so we're attached. We want to protect. We want to love. But at some point, we have to accept that everybody is doing their own thing. So that's my soapbox. You had one, I have one. You can have another one now, because we're good at this. I know. You know, it's a tough one. Like you said too, Michael, we're all going through hard times in some way or another. And it is heartbreaking. Heart-wrenching, if you want to know.
Yeah.
We're going to get through this.
Well,
I'm with you on that. We're going to get through it. You know, it brings me back to you back in the early 90s, maybe late 90s, somewhere around there. You know, when everybody's having these so-called, you know, crystal babies, the indigo babies, you know, and they have all these special spiritual babies. And my thought was, who's raising them? They don't know what they're doing. And they just want to have gifted babies, but they don't know how to raise gifted babies. Like, that was my dilemma. And I was really anguishing about it. And then one day, one morning, in a meditation, a voice came to me and said, oh, the cream rises to the top. There's always going to be casualties in a time of a spiritual shift, a time of a spiritual awakening. There's always going to be those who don't make it for one reason or another. But, you know, there are those who are strong enough to weather the storms, to deprogram, decompress, and rise to the challenge. And I have to believe that's the place we're in now, where there are those who, you know, for one reason or another can't do it. And we have to have compassion and a sensitivity toward that. Not everybody's made up the same.
Yeah.
But there are those who rise up. And I tell you, the key, I think, Michael, is when you don't fear death.
Yeah.
That's the key.
You're not wrong. I mean, and it's, yeah, and I'm going to say this as well. There are worse things than death.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fear that either. So.
There are.
You know, there's this comic. I love Chad Daniels. He has this great bit, and I wish I'm just going to tell people to go to watch Chad Daniels. But he has this great bit about anxiety, where you know, he's never really been an anxious person, but like in a bad situation, he would always want to be with an anxious person because they just. He's like, you know, me normally, I'm a pretty low level of anxiety, but you know, if something is really bad going on, my anxiety is like through the roof, right? A person with anxiety, their anxiety is like, you know, at a 7 out of 10, right? But when something really bad is happening, they're still at that 7 out of 10, right? So if we were in a plane and we were crashing and the plane was going down, everybody's going crazy, you know, I would know somebody who is naturally anxious just by you know, looking around and seeing the person who's not panicking that badly. And he would go to me and say, you know, aren't you scared the plane is, we're crashing, we're all going to die. He's like, oh, no. It's just a crash. We're just going to die. It's not that big. You know, it's just that kind of thing. When you have that kind of anxiety, you're always trying to figure out, you know, there's so many worse things. But the thing is, none of that stuff matters either. Because again, you know, this is something my dad often says when I'm having a hard time. It's a quote from Plato, if I'm not mistaken, that nothing in the affairs of men is worth worrying about. And, you know, we'll, like, wants me to take me on an etymological tangent in and of itself. But the basic premise being, you know, that at the end of the day, you got to focus on what really matters to you, right? Because so much of this stuff is, it sucks, but at the end of the day, you know, not a lot you can do about it, but you can focus on making your life better, the lives of people around you better. And it just, you know, life is going to be what it's going to be, you know? You have to save your energy and apply it properly.
And have your boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, I long ago learned that there's certain conversations you just can't have.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and of course I have conversations about them all the time with people, but there is a line of, you know, when it comes to people and how they raise their children. Yeah, you know, you can toss out a few ideas, a few suggestions, but don't get in that discussion.
Yeah.
Like, that's territorial, man.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
The other is religion. Getting into a conversation about religion, unless it is equally curious, two parties curious, it's not going to work. It's just one convincing the other. It's not a conversation to be had. And another is politics. It's another touchy one. There's a time of reasoning in a conversation in politics, and then there's another time where don't bother. You know, you step back and say, no, we're not having this conversation. And then you decide at some point, in each of those, you know, areas about who you want in your sphere of influence. If you're friends with parents who are abusive, you say, no, I can't go there. If you've done what you can to protect the kids, that's how I have to qualify this. There's nothing that can be done, then you have to decide if that's somebody you want to be friends with. And for me, it's a no. people who are radically religious, I don't care, as long as you're not trying to tell me to join you or convince me otherwise of what I believe. That's my line. The minute you do that, no. Same with in politics.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you impose, the minute you judge, the minute you step over that line to me where if you are someone who is bringing harm to another, we cannot be friends. And those are my lines. I mean, it's about harm. You know, do no harm, do right.
Mm-hmm.
So if something is harmful, that's my boundary. And it's just what kind of life that I want to live. And in my sphere of influence, the people I want to envelop myself with. But I also want to contribute to their well-being, you know, and empower each other in a good and non-judgmental way. Now, we're each still going to have difference of opinions. And fair enough, but we can agree to disagree because it's in that other middle ground of, you know, it really quite simple. Somebody likes carrots and somebody else doesn't. So you say, you know what? I'm making carrots for dinner anyway, but you don't have to eat them.
Right.
Or, you know what? I know you don't like carrots and I'm not going to put them on the menu tonight. Fair enough. So respecting each other's perspectives, as long as it's not harmful.
Right.
And I think that's where, you know, unfortunately, the world has come to two sides that are radically, you know, different and opposing. And fear, of course, is the anchor that feeds anger. And don't walk in fear. You know, I think if we're more resilient and respectful of perspective and willing to stand our ground and do no harm, do right, because that's a qualifier. That's the warrior self. then we can be, you know, we can all get along better because we all want the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do. We all just want peace in the valley to get along and have a good life. We do. We're living in a very privileged life. Yeah, like the world, you got running water, you got electricity,
mm-hmm.
God, you got toilets, painkillers.
By the way, the toilet itself, like, oh my God. Can you imagine like 199,990 years of just going without any kind of toilets or even outhouses? Before we finally got to, like, the ancient period. I mean, again, this is like when you watch those shows like Cosmos and things like that where they talk about the span of time and existence and we're such a little sliver at the very end of it, it makes you really realize human beings, we're just roughing it in a hard way for so long.
I know.
The little things that we take for granted. You know, it's hard to put a value on it because we don't, you know, avid campers may know otherwise, but, you know, you don't know life without it.
Well, you know, look at, I'm even going to go back to even the school, you know, and I know Dr. Kelly's talked about he's trying to educate people as best as possible. An IMHS degree or TFU degree is a non-accredited one, meaning, and a non-secular, meaning it's not one that's accredited by the government. It's a religious doctrine program. So if you're a Lutheran, an Anglican, Catholic, you, well, whatever, you go to school, you get a degree to be able to become a minister. That's the way that works. Other metaphysical schools operate the same way. What is it? The life, what is it? The, what's any other name of it? There's a couple of other metaphysical schools also. They give ordinations, which are religion-based, in order to have their school to teach metaphysics.
Right.
So when people say, oh, that's not a real degree, you're saying the Lutherans are not Lutherans and don't have the right. Anglicans are not Anglicans. You're basically saying any spiritual, philosophical, or religious school is illegitimate.
Well, and
so, you know,
different purposes, you know? I mean,
exactly.
You would not, it's just, yeah, I absolutely get you saying that. It's just, they're not the same thing, you know? It's in the sense of what they're used for. What are we, what's the
exactly.
purpose? They're a different tool for their different purpose. But by the way, I am sorry. I kind of
lost
track
perspective.
Here.
But it is perspective.
Oh, no, it is perspective coming back
See?
To that. Which was really just
and
my intro to talk about how I get irked that that people assume their... Again, listen, we're all trying to figure it out. Their perspective is the right one. I know for a fact that there are tons of stuff that I think that are right. I'm right about that. I'm wrong about. I have to keep an open mind, and I ask the other folks to too. And I also am going to ask that we all give each other a little grace. And that's one thing I keep seeing. You know, it's like everybody is just so quick to, you know. And I'm online a lot. You know, in terms of like I don't know. The discourse. I like to stay connected. I like to see what people are doing online in terms of like threads and Blue Sky, whatever you got out there, that just to see what's kind of going on in the world. And another thing I have to remind myself is the internet is not real life, right? You know, most people, you know, are not being their authentic selves online. Let's be honest about that too.
Yeah.
It's a performance, but that's kind of a little off topic. But the point is, we've gotten to this culture. Everybody's so quick to judge and to pass condemnation on one another. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't hold people accountable, but because you should. But I am saying that life is a weird, messed up thing, and sometimes, you know, you're
Michael.
Real...
If they don't have an audience and they don't have somebody inflating them, they go away.
Oh, true enough, yeah. But
you know,
some people just
and
do
even
it for
bad
love of the
press
game.
Is good press sometimes. You know,
but my point is that it's some people do it for the love of the game, and the fact is that the discourse. It's I'm not trying to both sides things here when I'm talking about stuff, but at the same time, I just do want people to cut each other some more slack in the world. I guess that's kind of one of my points too. So.
Well,
you
know,
a lot of
Dr.
mixed things going on.
We do. Dr. Kevin has said you got to try third world living standards with infant mortality and incessant warfare to really appreciate how good we have it. And I think there's such truth to that.
Yeah.
Look, I'm really, really fortunate, and I say that at my age. I got a taste very early in my life of the outhouse. Hauling coal for the stove, you know, heating the water to wash your feet every day, but you got, you know, a bath in a metal tub once a week. We didn't have a light bulb till I was, you know, 6 or 7. And I remember those. I remember that. There was no running
Right.
water till whenever. Even back in the city at my parents', we didn't have a TV till I was 8. So having had a taste of it's just a taste of washing clothes on a, you know, one of those glass kind of, what do you call them, scrub walls in a tub and hanging them out in a clothesline.
Yeah.
These are such good times that we take for granted. And we all think we now have rights that we didn't earn, which is, I think, the shame of it. So whatever our perspective, whatever our reality is, seeing that bigger picture of how good we have it and to have a little more gratitude for that. And we're not going to fix the problems of the world overnight, because the world is full of deviants and otherwise, unfortunately. But that's been going on forever. That's a time immemorial thing. But the more we give them a voice, the more we let them be loud, the more they have power. And I think we have to remember that, everybody. So even as you're going through your daily life, the guy who's doing the road rage thing, smile. You know?
Yeah.
Don't engage. Like, don't engage. If you see something bad happening, step up. It might even mean you got to call the police, but or wherever you're living. It's a washboard. Thanks, Wendy. Doing the chat. I'm trying to keep up with the chat too. I know we got some cards to pull. We got a good audience here today, Michael. I'm so glad for this group. Yeah, Kevin says, thank goodness we can seek sanctuary here. Thanks for that, Kevin. You know, I really think that the school and this group is just that. We can touch base with each other, know that we're not alone. And as difficult as our days may be and the challenges we may face, you know, we're in this together. And stiff upper lip and the warrior self, see a bigger picture of everything going on, and we'll make it through. You know?
Yeah.
We'll make it. But I tell you, Michael, the next time some young kid tells me 70 is the new middle age, I'm going to punch them in the throat.
It is the new middle age. You got to stop threatening me like that.
Jeez, I'm going to punch you.
I'm going to call. I'm pretty sure there's a Mountie up there. I was a fan of Dudley Do-Right. I know they exist.
Oh, man. You know, the new middle age. Oh, my good God.
I don't know. I wouldn't call it middle age. But I would say that I know more people than I thought I would that are at or approaching 100 than I would have ever guessed back when I was a younger person. But nothing but love for Canada. I love Canada.
I love Canada too. I'm very lucky to be here. A morning doesn't go by and a night doesn't go by that I'm not grateful to be living here. I really, and I mean that with all my heart. We got our issues.
I mean, but you do have both Ryan Reynolds and
yes.
And, you got a ton of folks from up there.
We got a few, man.
Oh man, I love his podcast.
We got lots of good people.
His name is kind of coming to me. He's on a podcast with Sean Hayes and, Will Arnett. Ah, there it is. Will Arnett. Yeah. God, I love Will Arnett. He's hilarious.
Lots of them.
Right. Dr. Vicky, too. Can't leave Dr. Vicky out of
thank
the
you very much.
Well-loved Canadian. But I know you're getting to our cards, so I'm just going to dive right in.
Well, we have Danelle first. Hi, Danelle.
We do. So, Danelle, hi. Welcome here. Glad to have you. Tonight, I pulled your first card as number 8, Balance and Order.
Ooh.
With this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is present or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will.
It might be that you're having to give something up in order to open the doors to life here, Danelle. Because I first selected the Ten of Spades and I went, oh, Ten of Swords, what is that? And then I picked another one, the Wheel of Fortune. So that, you know, to get that balance and order in your life, it might be that you have to relinquish something, give something up, an idea, a belief, even an old strategy that you've had, because I've had to do that myself. It requires to let go and recreate. Because the Wheel of Fortune says you got to take chances. It's about stepping out of your comfort zone and moving forward and like getting forward in your own life. So that's how you maintain your balance and order. And I hope that resonates with you, and I hope it makes sense. So,
very nice.
Sent with love. Lots of love. Okay, Kevin.
Kevin, yeah, welcome. Kevin. For you tonight, I have our first wild card number 2, and then some. When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch your true potential. Do a little more than is needed and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it, and by doing so, you're leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
Oh, don't you hate that one sometimes? But I've given it all I have. How much more do I have to give? That's what comes to my mind first. But I have the Empress for you, Kevin. Oh, sometimes we have to, and again, I'm kind of going to go piggyback off of Danelle's card. When you have to give something up in order to move things forward, the and then some, just when we think we're spent or we think we have, you know, we're tired and, you know, we have nothing more to give to it. And it's good to just take a break, you know, take a break and let all the ideas gel and formulate so that as you move forward, you're more creative. Because that's what happens when we hit a wall or we're unsure, not clear. We get confused, say, I don't know what's going on today and I don't know where to go. I know I have to give it more, but I don't know what to give it. It's just one of those moments where I hope that makes sense to you, Kevin, because I think that there's a lot of new things opening up, but maybe you just need to take a moment and reflect and then give it the and then some that you didn't even know you were capable of. That's exciting.
It is exciting.
All right, like Donna. It.
Donna, for you tonight, I have number 5. Number 5, Law of Control. Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The Law of Control says you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you are entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave.
Well, I got the 6 of clubs for that, Donna, and I like that. The Law of Control, I would say that tuning in, the first thing that comes to my mind is that something has started to make sense to you, and moving forward, but the 6 is always of service. It's family, and that could be extended family, knowing who your, it's like knowing who your group is, you know, who's your tribe. And so what can you control and what can't you? I like to put in a word of management versus control. So if you look at what you can manage better, it eases up that rigidness of control. And I think you got a couple of celebrations coming up here, and I think it's more about celebrating yourself. So good on you. Pour the wine. That's what I say.
All right.
I think we have Audra.
We do.
And I have to give a shout out to Wendy for writing those names down in order. So thanks very much, Wendy.
Much appreciated. Audra, I have for you number 14, Energy Shift, New Chapter. Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters in one's life. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction. Out with the old, and in with the new.
Audra, I've turned over a couple of cards, and what I'm inclined to say is you might be a little choked with somebody. I'm using nice words. Choked with.
Is that a nice word?
I can find other words. You know, a little bit upset with or not liking a situation. But when I choose a backup card, it's the Chariot. So there's this, the Devil, which is confusion and conflict, and then the Chariot, which is moving forward. So all I'm going to say to this is new chapter. New chapter is, when I put that together, it's opening up another part of yourself and learning something new about yourself. But also I'm inclined to say here, you're able to play chess to make some changes where you are that's bringing in some conflict. So if there's an individual at work, perhaps, or a couple of things, you're able to come up with some new ideas to sort this out so that it moves forward better. Boy, that took a minute, because that's, because otherwise I think Audra's doing great. Audra's a rock star. So.
Absolutely. 100% yeah. Agree to that.
And all right, we have our card keeper, Wendy, next.
I was going to say, I think we have another rock star coming up. And you're absolutely right. We have our card keeper, Wendy. And for you, Wendy, tonight, I have number 40. Another four vibe here. Number 40, relationships. Healthy relationships are interdependent and win-win. They are not dependent or codependent. Accept others for who they are and not for what they believe. Don't be judgmental. Otherwise, end the relationship, regardless of who it is with. For healthy relationships, we must add more than we subtract. This card can refer to a healthy or toxic relationship, or perhaps to the relationship of one thing to another. So I hope that connects for you.
Yeah, I think there's something here that's with the Six of Swords, that Six of Spades. Wendy, it says that you might be working something out with someone, or you're understanding, maybe it's more than one. Because, you know, as we change, we have to find new dynamics very often, communication styles, etc. But relationships, the Six of Spades, you're getting to a new goal, a new level, a new understanding of things. So, and look, this might be something that's never come up before. And it's a, oh, I didn't see that coming. And so you're going to work that out. So I say that, yeah, you know, a little effort on your part as well as others, I might add, because you're not in it by yourself. You know, keep in mind, people, you can't take 100% responsibility for something when you're only 50% of the equation. So let me say that again, if you in case you didn't hear it.
For those
you cannot
back.
Take 100% responsibility for something that you're only 50% of the equation. So remember that. So I think this is really good for you, Wendy. It's coming to a new place, a new understanding. So it's good.
We have
Caitlin.
Caitlin next. And yes. Caitlin, for you tonight, I have number 43. Number 43, just expediency. Timing is everything. Some things call for expediency. Others require us to slow down. If you have a problem, you can take care of it now or suffer longer and still take care of it later. It takes courage to face important matters when timing and opportunity avails, and wisdom to know when to slow down and assess the correct actions before acting promptly. For success in anything, do what you should do when you should do it.
Well, now, interesting. Because again, sometimes when I don't quite understand something off the top, I get a second card. So I got the Seven of Clubs, which is generally a guard card. It's knowing when to stop. You know, knowing when to assess something, exactly what Michael just said. But the second is judgment, knowing when to make an announcement, knowing when to step into an arena. You know, and it really requires you to use your radar, Caitlin. Good sense of things, situational awareness perhaps, or even an intuition of knowing when to stop, stay quiet, move forward. You know, and some of my clients lately, you know, they nothing's happening, right? Things are quiet. And I always say, but that's good. Quiet is good, everybody. It's not a bad thing, because when things get moving again, oh man, out of the gate, right? And you get busy. So, know when to just wait and know when to go forward. So, all right. Thank you for the feedback, everybody. Audra, she's been having some things with corporate and negative reactions from customers, and so she's kind of trying to juggle that. You know, I again, thanks for the feedback. She's not the only one. I appreciate that in the chat. We have Audra, our Dr. Jeff. Sorry?
I was going to say, Audra, I'm sending you Office Space energy. So let's call out to a classic film if you haven't seen it. But hang in there, Audra. Yeah, I know that game too. But Dr. Jeff, I have next. And Dr. Jeff, for you tonight, I have number 16, Continuity of Life. Human consciousness transcends the physical body, allowing a new chapter of life to continue. Stability and peace is assured with continuity in the flow of day-to-day life. There is reason to hope for a favorable outcome in the face of adversity or a difficult situation. You are a living example of the continuity of life. Cherished values will continue to live and grow. Sometimes we must allow a current chapter to close so that a new chapter may begin.
Well, I love this. You get the Four of Clubs. That Four of Wands, to me, it's the only marriage card. And what I mean by that, it can be literal marriage, or it can mean agreements, contracts, partnerships, understandings with others, continuity of life. It's kind of moving into a new place, and it feels really positive. So kind of a new comfort of partnership is really what I want to say to you, Jeff. And by the way, I loved your video today about Jeff was changing his furnace filter. And he says, yeah, the blind guy changing the furnace filter, you know. And that's what Jeff is trying to do. And he is doing. I shouldn't say trying at all. Helping to educate people and share a big part of his life of what it is to be, I got corrected before, certified blind. Not clinical, certified blind. And he has some pretty cool videos up on Blind Outdoorsman. I'm going to plug Jeff as much as I can because you know that, Michael.
You got to. So. You got to.
Yeah,
it's a good thing. And, I demand it. I say you must plug Dr. Jeff as much as
I must.
Can. You must.
Okay, I think our final card of the night is Dawn.
It is. That's what I have as well. And we have perhaps one of our best ones, if not the cornerstone of everything. We have number 28, Do No Harm, Do Right.
Ooh.
Do no harm, do right is the most powerful principle to live by. Doing no harm includes words and actions to the self and others. Doing right means to also take positive action where there is a need without infringing on the free will or rights of others. Always strive for the highest good of all for all concerned, including yourself. Do no harm and do right establishes the foundation for all other principles.
I have the Ace of Hearts for you, Dawn. Do no harm, do right, Ace of Hearts. Live from your heart. You know, the caution about living from the heart is being emotional. Living from the heart is spiritual. We can really make a distinction. Is we can be good, do good, but also understand when it's important to do right.
Mm-hmm.
And so do no harm, do right with the Ace of Hearts is I what I get from this, Dawn, is learning, and what I think you've already been doing, is learning to live from the center of yourself and in who you want to be. You know, again, as a spiritual being living in a body, being human, and coming from a different place, a place of compassion, a place of understanding, and but at the same time, don't take anybody else's garbage. So it's like weeding that out. So I hope that makes sense. You know, Michael, I know we do a free-for-all discussion sometimes, but these discussions are really important. You know, it's we have to remind ourselves that we're all in this together. None of us is going anywhere without the other. You know, and we want to aspire and be inspired to be greater more. you know? And part of that is what we came off the top of the show with, is perspective and being respectful of perspective. You know, we're not doing any big favors to not be respectful that way. You know, do no harm, do right, people. You know, but if people are doing harm, whew, you know, we have to step up our game.
Yeah.
You know?
And
there's a warrior in all of us, everybody.
Yeah.
There is.
And I would say there are many important ways that you can contribute to making the world better and to doing right. And, you know, I will say, don't let them push you around out there. But I'm going to want to follow that up with also stay safe, folks. It's getting wily, but.
Well, if I can add this, mm-hmm. Jeff said, today was supposed to be his humor Wednesday. He wanted to do a joke, but he just didn't have it in him. It's been hard to be in Minnesota, and Jeff does live in Minneapolis. And I'll keep it at that. So many good messages today in all the cards. Thank you. And I don't have any words for that, Jeff.
Yeah.
When you're in the thick of things, you know, we're with you. We're sending you a lot of support. We're not there. You know, we're not in those places, a lot of us. But we're with you in spirit, and we're sending you all the energy we can, and I don't know what else we can do. You know, it's a good fight, and people stepping up. And again, I don't want to dismiss in any way what people are going through and the suffering. We'll get through this.
We will.
We will.
We will. And again, you know, here's one thing I can
what
say.
What do you say?
I know.
What do we say?
There's not much you can, but here's one thing I know that here's one thing you can do. See it, you know.
Vote?
But don't ignore inconvenient things that, you know, I mean, do what you can when you can, pick your battles, be smart about it, but
yeah,
and I'm just going to leave it at that, because again, I know it's tough.
It is tough.
And another thing is, I will just say this real quick, and then I'm going to get off my soapbox for the end of the night, but it's another thing also, we're seeing it for the first time in a long time on our screens and in our cities, and that is not to be discounted, but it's also been going on in many parts of the world in real time in many places too. So
yes. It's,
you know, it's kind of coming a little bit more home to a lot of us in the West, and not just in the US of A. It's also, I mean, Europe is having its own issues, and it's kind of seeing a spread in, again, all right, need to get off that this isn't what we're here for, so I'm sorry, but just want to send a shout-out to everybody out there trying to do right in their world. Sending a shout-out to everybody trying to do right and to do no harm, but also just to do right. So
we'll get through it.
As a great Mr. Forrest Gump said, that's all I have to say about that. But
don't let them push you around out there, people. Don't let them contaminate your spirit. And who you are.
Absolutely. 100%. And, I guess I can't really say anything better than that. So I just want to say to everybody out there, you know, trying to make their world better, trying to do right. This is why, you know, we as people keep moving forward, right? Everybody that does a good thing, you know, just be good, do good. Try to make the world a little bit better in every way you can. And even those little small things that you can do to make life better for somebody, and that pay it forward stuff, that helping somebody out, it will echo through time, and it will become magnify in the effect that it has on people. So just keep it up.
You know, Michael, you brought up a good point. You know, for all the negative videos you can watch, people, there are some such good ones out there. You know, the people, you know, being kind to others and helping people off the streets, and just... please disperse it throughout your day to watch the good stuff. You know, watch some of the good stuff. Don't be disheartened. And watch the walk for peace with the monks. You know, I mean.
They have a dog with them too. That's even more important.
Yeah, just had surgery. Aloka will be joining the group in another day or two. He just had a little leg surgery for the muscle. And so he's getting therapy now. Surgery was good. And that dog started walking with them when they were in India. It was a street dog in India. And just stuck to them like glue. It's a great story.
It's a great story. And I'm going to say this. If somebody don't like dogs or doesn't like animals, I'm not saying they're a bad person. I'm just saying, you know, be keen. Because, hey, listen, there are good folks out there that just aren't animal folks. I get it. But I'm going to keep a close eye on you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll see everybody next week, Michael.
See you next week. We're going to have another wonderful topic. And can't wait to see you. But until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.